Blog Talk Radio.
From the pits to the stands, from the drivers to the fans, it's time for Race Fans Rock with your host, Infield Chin.
Hey, race fans, welcome to another episode of Race Fans Rock Radio Show. Tonight's show is brought to you by Race City Steel, serving all of your steel and plastic needs at racecitysteel.com. All right, let's get this show started, huh? I am hoping everyone had a great week. Tonight, I will be speaking with Karen Sybil, who was my dedicated fan and the fan reporter from Auto Club Speedway. She had a great time, and she met a ton of drivers. She checked out Auto Club from the top to the bottom, and we'll get to hear all about it in just a few minutes. But yeah, it's official. The West Coast tour is officially over, and everyone is back home here in Race City, USA. From the looks of it, and from what I've heard, a lot of my buddies who are out on the tour, they had a really good time. But man, they are really glad to be home, and they picked a good week to come home too because they can get all caught up on some sleep since they have the weekend off coming up. So that's right, guys. No NASCAR this week. So, nope, this weekend is Easter, time for those chocolate bunnies, yellow marshmallow peeps, colored eggs, and lots of food, which really kind of stinks for me because that means I'm going to be spending a lot of time in my kitchen cooking all kinds of stuff. I'm probably going to have to cook a ham because that's kind of like a staple for Brian on Easter, and I'll make my baked raviolis, which I like, and, of course, mashed potatoes, corn, crescent rolls, and God only knows what else I'll be cooking by the time I'm done. But there will be enough food to feed an army. That's one thing I am sure of. So if anybody wants to drop by, feel free. Anyway, so yeah, that's what I will be doing. Now, a little later on, I'm going to be opening up the phone lines, and I want to hear what you're going to be doing for Easter on this non-racing weekend. I also want to know, you know, what are you cooking? What did you think about the racing so far? And, you know, like I said, whatever else you've got on your chest that you want to get off, give me a call and we'll talk. The number to call is 713-955-0744. All right, so I was home this past weekend watching all the action from Auto Club Speedway on TV along with many others. And, you know, I really enjoyed my social media conversations. They were really, really good this week. Now, I do enjoy watching the races at home when I can't be at the track because I really enjoy talking to fans that join me on the social so far on my fan page. I got great feedback on the fan shout-out where I ask everyone, you know, where they're from and what are you drinking while watching the race. So I got really cool responses from fans all over the place, literally. Lots of good stuff on there and got some new drink recipes, so I might get to try those out soon. Well, speaking of good stuff, I am continuing on with the NASCAR Campground Network, and I will be providing exclusive blog content for them, which will be posted on their website. And later on in the season, I will hopefully be coordinating some at-track events with them, so I'm really looking forward to that. Now, if you haven't heard me talk about the NASCAR Campground Network, I don't know where you've been, but or if you don't know what they're all about, then you've got to go check them out at NASCARCampgroundNetwork.com. What's really cool about them is not only are they the official campgrounds of NASCAR, but they officially bring NASCAR to a campground near you. That's right. Now, if you can't be at the track for a race for whatever reason, then you can go to any one of the nearest NASCAR Campground Network campgrounds in their directory that's near you, and you can watch the race on a giant screen TV while you tailgate with a bunch of other race fans in attendance. The NASCAR Campground Network is adding new campgrounds, RV parks, and resorts to their ever-growing list of affiliates, so head on over to their website and become a member today. So, you know, you can attend some of these awesome weekend events at, you know, these participating parks. Now, it's a great way to meet other race fans and make new friends. Now, there's something for everyone, really, and kids are included in this. Now, when you join, you make sure that you use the code InfieldChin at checkout. You're going to receive a deep discount on your yearly membership. This membership does not only give you access to these campgrounds, but there are thousands, and I mean thousands of other perks and discounts that come along with a membership from, you know, discounted race tickets, racetrack camping discounts, to outdoor activities from like deep sea fishing, different kinds of lodging, hunting expeditions, and so much more. So if you love racing and if you love the outdoors, then the NASCAR Campground Network is definitely where you want to be, and it's definitely what you want to be a part of. If you just go to one event that membership fee will pay for itself. And if you take advantage of the membership multiple times, you'll be ahead of the game by like a long shot. So check them out and join, and I will see you in the campgrounds with them real soon. They're at www.nascarcampgroundnetwork.com. Okay, so this past weekend was really quite interesting at Auto Club Speedway. Congratulations are in order for Austin Dillon on winning the NASCAR Xfinity Series Treat My Clock 300.com 300 on Saturday, and to Superman Jimmy Johnson on Sunday for taking the checkered flag in the Auto Club 400. Now, both races had a really exciting finish. The Xfinity race was just wow. I mean, we didn't know who was going to get it at the end there. Kyle Busch blows a tire. Daniel Suarez, who is on the cusp of winning his first Xfinity Series race, he runs out of gas, only one turn away from the finish line. And Austin Dillon, who squeezes by Kyle Busch and almost wrecks him with, you know, he just sailed over him and wins, you know, goes on to take the win. I know I was holding my breath on the last lap and yelling at the TV, but that was pretty cool. And so were a lot of other people that were watching. But, well, you know, and then the cup race didn't disappoint either. Kevin Harvick dominated most of the day, only to lose it at the end, and Carl Edwards, you know, did very well also. But, and I thought there was, like, a good chance we were going to see a backflip there at the end, but leave it to Superman to, you know, swoop in and save the 48 team's day, huh? I have to say it was really cool to see those Superman capes in victory lane, too. And Big Earl on the spot of Sam, he made me laugh when they showed him up there spreading his cape. That was really, really funny. And I guess I've met Earl quite a few times, and, you know, he's a really nice guy. I've, you know, quite a few times over the years, I've gotten to talk to him and whatnot, and, you know, there's some really good people on that team, so congrats to all of them. Really, really happy for you guys. So now, of course, I took social media and asked what fans thought about the whole West Coast swing. You know, do you like it? You know, and why, you know? Why do you like it if you did? So we'll hear some of the responses that I also asked them what they thought about the race. So here's what they said. Denise Lawson, who was a dedicated fan of the Stan Reporter a few weeks ago, she chimed in and said, it was awesome, kind of. Casey didn't do so well, but Kyle Busch didn't win. She's not a Kyle Busch fan. Ray Halka said, the driver of the 18 car was upset over yesterday's race. Ray, that is an understatement by a long shot. Christine Rivoto said, my driver won, so yay. Hated it for Martin Truex. He's so due for a win. Would have liked to see Chase finish better, but some great racing at the front of the field. Alexander Kozlowski says, Superman takes his hometown track. I was secretly hoping for one of the superheroes to take it. I'm waiting for all the headlines now. Michael Dickinson said, I honestly don't think the racing is good this year. This is different. He said, if there hadn't been cautions at the end of the previous races, then they would have been runaways. A driver gets out front and leaves the field, big lead. The racing has not been closer like they thought the new package would do. Yes, the late cautions have made for some very exciting finishes, but overall the racing has not been good, in my opinion. Okay. Jack Hulick says, yep, a good race with all the twists and turns were left. We had Dwight Ensley come in and say, very good race. Every race this year has been really good. Brenda Eisenhower said, great race, one of the season's best. Ed Hines chimed in and said, great race, the best real racing this year thus far. Russ Scabetti Sr. wrote, great race, I love the cars with less downforce, more in the driver's hands on how the car does. David Davis Knopf chimed in and said, better than most, good finish. Dave Orsini, he chimed in and wrote, sounds like it should be like this every week instead of the snooze fest at Daytona and Atlanta. Alexis Jarrett thought it was a great race, and so did Kathy Peeble. And Patty Coy said, racing's been great so far, can't wait for more. Very cool. Well, all right, well, I want to thank everybody who shared their opinions and thoughts on this year's racing at Auto Club Speedway. And just know if I did not read your response live on air, just know that I did read them, and I appreciate you posting them. Okay, so tonight's show is sponsored in part by Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. Hey, how would you like to multiply the cash you have today into the cash you're going to have tomorrow and down the road for years to come? Well, you can do just that with Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. They're a wealth and profitability company designed to help individuals like you and me achieve financial freedom. No more having to worry if you'll have what you need when you need it for those rainy days. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, have helped thousands of their clients live the life they've only dreamed of with peace of mind. They've helped me for, I don't even know how many years now, quite a few, and I can't see myself without them. You shouldn't either, so visit www.highlandwealthny.com now for a consultation. It was one of the best decisions I've ever made, and it can be the best decision you make too. That's www.highlandwealthny.com. All right, so I want to get to my guest tonight. She had a great experience at Auto Club Speedway, and I don't think that there are too many drivers that she didn't meet. She was my pair of eyes and ears, my dedicated fan and the standard porter for this weekend. Karen Sybil is on the line right now. Hey, Karen. Welcome to Race Fans Rocks.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Hey, absolutely. Thank you. You did a wonderful job. Thank you for that. And I want to get right back into this. And I want to kind of take it from the beginning with you. When did you actually become a NASCAR race fan?
Oh, you know what? I grew up at our local just little tiny track in nearby where I live. And mm-hmm. my dad was always a big fan of Jeff Gordon. And when I had my son, I got him into it, and he just took off with it, and we're so addicted.
Gotcha. Now, where are you guys out of?
Redlands, California.
Okay. Okay, great. So it's 5 o'clock over that way by you now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. So now, Karen, was this your first time at Auto Club Speedway?
No. We've been coming for many, many years.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. I feel like I know that place very well.
Well, your picture showed like you knew the layout of the land, so that was really good. That worked out in everyone's favor that followed along this weekend. Now, have you been to any other of the NASCAR tracks?
Yeah, I've been to Vegas a couple of times, and we always go to the fall race in Phoenix.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Well, now, so you've been to other tracks, you've kind of checked them all out too. What was the first thing that you did when you got to Auto Club Speedway?
Well, on Thursday night, they had a small little fan fest, which they mm-hmm. used to do for a long time, and then they stopped for about 4 years. So it was nice to have that little fan fest back. And they had a couple drivers there, and then that's about it Thursday. And then everything really took off, you know, Friday going on.
Gotcha. Now, did you stay in the campground or did you stay at a hotel?
Oh, actually, it's like maybe 15 minutes from my home, so I went back and forth.
mm-hmm. Now, I saw that you got to meet a bunch of drivers this weekend. So tell mm-hmm. me who you met and which driver overall did you enjoy meeting most?
Well, I can't not say that it was my favorite driver, Denny Hamlin. So, you know, anytime mm-hmm. I get a chance to get, you know, even close to him, it's exciting for me. But, I mean, there's just, I mean, in the pictures you're going to see, there's so many people that I was actually able to get up close to. And just, you know, everyone was so friendly and wanted to take pictures and so forth. It was just awesome.
Very cool. Now, like I said, I knew that you were, I saw with all your pictures that you are a big Denny Hamlin fan. And I have a very good friend also who's a huge Denny fan. Her name's Tiffany. But how long have you been a Denny fan, and why did you choose him as your favorite driver?
You know what? When he was in his rookie season, I really, you know, he stood out and mm-hmm. just kind of, you know, just kind of followed him, and, you know, he's just such a nice person, and people get the wrong impression of him as being, you know, rude or so forth, but he's just such a nice person and a little bit shy.
Okay. Now, where did you wind up watching the races from?
We were in turn 4.
Okay, so you did watch from the grandstand?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I wasn't mm-hmm. sure if you were down on pit road as well. Well, now, since you were there in person for the Cup race, and I'm sure you heard that rendition of the national anthem, I know what I thought about it and what others on social media thought about it, but what was it like to hear that in person? What did you think of it?
You know what? I actually missed that. I must have been on my way up to the seats at that point, because we were, I was in the very back in the, like in the garage area, and to get from that side of the track to all the way to the where the grandstands are, it takes quite a bit.
Gotcha.
So I'm so sorry. I missed that completely.
That might be okay. it was a lot of people didn't really care for it, but I was just wondering what it kind of was like if you were there and heard it. Maybe the reverb or the echo made it sound a little better. I don't know, but anyway, moving on.
Well, now I want to go back and listen to it.
I don't know about that, but well, since you were my pair of eyes and ears at Auto Club, what did you think of the track itself?
Oh, you know what? I've always loved it. It's, you know, because it's our home track, but everybody's super friendly there, and, you know, infield as far as, like, you know, they have a little grocery store that's inside the campground that you can go and get, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables and so forth like that, where you're not just stuck with the vendors, you know, but I've always loved Auto Club.
Very nice. Now, you had access to the garage and on Pitt Road. What did you think of the garages? You know, what did you think of, like, the garage area? Is there, like, a lot of room to move around, or did it kind of feel tight with, like, nowhere to go? Like, what did you think of it?
Oh, no, it's huge. It's just, it's really open. It's very nice. It's a lot of walking from one end to another. But, they have them kind of, like, five or six stalls per row, I guess you would say, and it's pretty big because they have the Xfinity garage combined, so it's pretty big.
Now, did you have a chance to get outside of the track and see what was going on out there?
As far as where, like on the fan zone or where?
Yeah, outside the track. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, the fan zone is always pretty busy. They have they have concerts going on. You know, I really don't spend that much time there. I'm looking for drivers, you know.
Gotcha.
That's my thing is, like, I really love to take pictures. So, you know, that just worked out perfect for me.
Very nice. Well, while you were out there for a little bit of time, did you have a chance to visit that Fanatics tent and get any stuff?
I did.
What
I don't
did you
really
think about
care
the tent?
For it.
Really?
I don't
Why?
Like it. No. Well, because there's no interaction. I mean, with the haulers, I feel like, you know your driver, you know your driver's, workers that work there, and you get a relationship with them over the years, you know, and there's, depending on who your driver is, I mean, you either have a humongous section or you've got a very small section, and nothing compared to what the haulers used to have.
Gotcha. Okay. So it kind of took away some of the personal kind of feeling that you get from the haulers. Okay. That's understandable. Now, did they have anything set up on the outside of the track that was, like, fun for kids and families and things like that?
Nothing really on the outside. I mean, there are families that do, like, tailgating, you know, and they do their little parties outside.
Okay.
But nothing really kids, you know.
Gotcha. All right. So I saw that you went and checked out a bunch of the concession stands this weekend, and that's always, people love that. They want to know what they can eat and what it costs out there. So what did you think of the menus and the prices? And if you had any of it, was the food good and worth the money?
We actually didn't eat in the concessions because we went to the infield store, and they had, sandwiches and everything in there. But the concessions are always, you know, they're pricey, but that's how they make their money. So, you know, I don't know, when I sent the pictures, how does that compare to tracks out by you? I mean, $9 for a beer, is that pretty much the same price?
Yeah, it's kind of standard. Yeah, it seems to be kind of standard. So, all right. Well, good. Did they have long lines? I mean, because that's a pretty good indication if they have good food.
yeah, definitely. There's lots of lines. And then they have, people walking through the stands and selling things, too. So.
Nice. Now, did you have a chance to go and check out all the campgrounds?
I went through a couple of times because that's where that infield store is, and it's interesting. It's
really?
More of a party. It's more of a party, you know, area than anything.
Very cool. So, did you see any like really cool setups out there? And
there
anything
was one that
stands
that had,
out?
Like, yeah, there was one that I think I snapped a picture of it. It had like the little M&Ms up on top. So obviously they were a big Kyle Busch fan. That was really
right.
cute.
Oh, okay, cool. So what would you say, in your opinion, what are some of the best features about Auto Club Speedway?
Well, it's definitely humongous. I mean, if you compare this one to Phoenix, I mean, it's so much bigger. You know, it's just very fan-friendly. There's a lot of, there is a lot of walking, so that could be a good thing and a bad thing, you know. But it's just such a great experience. It's just so much fun. It's just sad that we got our second race taken away because now it's just, we have to wait another year, you know.
Yeah.
It's like when Sunday comes around, you feel so bummed because it's now it's like, oh, it's over. But it's so much fun.
Now, do you have any plans coming up for different tracks that you want to attend? Maybe some on the, like, you know, Middle America or maybe even the West Coast?
My son's always wanted to go to Sonoma, so we're going to see maybe about doing a road course. I'm not a real big fan of road courses, but he really is. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that would be fun.
Okay. So was there anything about the track that you maybe didn't like or wish that they had compared to the other tracks that you did attend?
Well, I mean, I think probably the same as most. It's just really difficult getting out, you know, because the traffic is so hard, so busy, and it's very close to the freeway. So it's not even maybe a mile away from the freeway, so it kind of jams up really bad. So, but overall, I mean, it's a nice track.
Very nice. Well, I posted all the pictures that you sent me from this weekend on my website, and the page got a ton of traffic, so yeah, you did a good job. But is there anywhere on social media that people can connect with you and see some of the other pictures that you might have?
Just Facebook, mainly.
Okay. All right. I'll post the link to it on my page after the show.
Okay.
But anything else that stood out in your mind from your experience at Auto Club Speedway this weekend?
No, I think it was really good racing. You know, it did get a little bit spread out, but not really like it has in the past. So, and that restart was exciting, super exciting.
Nice.
You know,
what
it seems like all the races so far have been really good this year, I feel. So the guy that said that he thought it was kind of boring, I don't see that. I mean, it's been some really good races so far.
I have to agree with you. How full were the grandstands? Did you notice?
Not as much as normal. I will say that. I mean, where I was sitting up in turn four, we were up towards the very top of the seating section, and there was a lot of empty seats there. Now, it was hot. It was hot on Saturday, but Sunday was pretty pleasant. You know, it was very sunny, but it wasn't super hot. And I was surprised that there was a lot of open seats.
Gotcha. So, Karen, when I actually went to Auto Club Speedway back in 2010, and I started talking to a lot of people about, you know, why the ticket sales were kind of rough. And a person that I had met on the plane had said to me, he says, well, the reason is California is more of an active state rather than a spectator state. And he said, meaning, like, people wouldn't want to be around, you know, people generally in California don't want to be watching stuff. They'd rather be out doing stuff. Would you say that that's a fair statement?
I don't think so. I mean, in past years, even last year, I think that they were actually pretty close to being sold out last year.
Okay.
So, I mean,
Okay. Well, that's good, because I've never heard any, you know, hadn't really heard anything. You know, like that as to why that might be a reason, but I was like, well, you know, it was definitely something different than what I had heard. So I was like, maybe they are an active state, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, good to know. Well, so you're saying that your next race is Sonoma, huh?
Maybe, yeah. Thinking about it.
Okay. All right. Well, let me know if you're going to go. That would be cool. You can maybe send over some pictures that you get. And like I said, all your pictures now are posted up on my website. If you do have any more, feel free to send them on over, and I'll add them. What are your plans on for Easter this weekend?
You know, honestly, I haven't even thought about it. I was just so focused on this weekend. You know, it'd be nice to kind of have a nice breather.
Very nice. Well, enjoy it no matter what you wind up doing. And I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight and for being a really good, dedicated fan of the Stan Reporter for me. I'm very glad that you enjoyed the weekend. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. It was amazing.
Great. I'm glad you had a good time. All right, Karen, you have a good night, and I'll be in touch.
All right. Thanks. All bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. Well, there you go, everyone. That was really cool. So obviously, Karen had a great time and met a ton of drivers. Now, if you didn't get to see all the pictures and all the drivers that she did meet, then head over to my website, infilgen.com, click on that Fan Central section, and find Karen Civil's page. I will also post a link to her social page after the show so you can add her as a friend and see all of her other pictures as well. Now, Karen was my dedicated fan in the Stan Reporter last week, but you can be, that can be you at a race this year. Now, I always want an extra pair of eyes and ears at the track to go around and check it all out while having a great time, as Karen clearly did, and I want you to report back to me all weekend and tell me all about it, just like Karen did. Now, you'll send me pictures all weekend long and updates on everything from, you know, what drivers you're meeting to how clean the bathrooms are and, you know, what they're serving at the concession stands and how much they're selling it for. I want to hear everything. Then you'll get to be my guest on the show right here the following Tuesday night, just like Karen did, and you'll talk to me all about it. My dedicated fan and the Stan Reporters help other fans decide which races to go to and gives them some good reasons as to why. It's like a real-life testimonial for them. Now, if you want to be one of my dedicated fan and the Stan Reporters at an upcoming NASCAR Sprint Cup race this year, then all you got to do is send me a message through any of my social media pages or the contact form on infilgen.com or shoot me an email at infilgen@gmail.com. Now, when you contact me about it, I want to hear some really good reasons as to why I should choose you to be my set of eyes and ears at the racetrack this year, and maybe I'll choose you. If I do, then I'll send you some garage passes and I will send you off on a mission. So connect with me if you want to get in on this awesome opportunity, and you just may be my next dedicated fan in the Stand Reporter. All right, now tonight's show is brought to you in part by Race City Steel. Race City Steel is a family-owned business that prides itself on quality steel, aluminum, and plastic products with superior customer service. Conveniently located in Denver, North Carolina, which is really close to Mooresville, North Carolina, Race City Steel provides a lot of the metal the race cars you see on the track every week. But that's not all they do. Now, Race City Steel offers a variety of aluminum products, which includes sheets, colored sheets, diamond plate, expanded flat bar, solid round bar, channel, hex, type and angle, as well as rectangle, round, and square tubing. They're also a supplier of a variety of plastics and stock a wide selection of stainless steel that comes in many different grades and finishes. So if you're thinking about building just about anything, then definitely call Race City Steel for all the materials that you're going to need. They may be located in North Carolina, but they serve the entire nation. So check them out at www.racecitysteel.com or give them a call at 704-489-2101. Make sure you tell them Infield Gen sent you. Okay, moving on, I just want to say the phone lines are now open, and if you want to call in and talk to me about what you're doing and cooking for Easter Sunday, call in at 713-955-0744, or if you have a great racing story that you'd like to share or just have an opinion on all the NASCAR racing you've watched this year, call me at 713-955-0744. Whatever it is that you'd like to talk to me about, just ask, you know, or just ask me. Just ask, and just call 713-955-0744. The lines are now open. All right. Well, we seem to have a caller. I think I know who it is, but let's see. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, Jen. It's Todd Bixby.
Hey, Todd. How are you?
I am doing great.
Good. I'm glad you called in tonight. So, Todd, what are you doing for Easter this weekend coming up?
I am going over to my buddy's house with his family, and we're going to have turkey and ham.
Very nice. Wow, turkey and ham. That's going to be good. You'll have a lot of leftovers. Cool. So, Todd, what did you think about the racing on Sunday?
You know, I've heard a lot of different things about this weekend, and, you know, it's part of racing, and it was a good race.
Okay. What was your favorite part about the race?
Seeing Chase Elliott keep the car right up there where I was hoping he would, you know. I think this weekend was his best career finish so far.
Okay, yeah.
So nice. I'm really looking forward to seeing that young man grow.
Well, Todd, thank you for calling in, and hope you have a very happy Easter. And I will talk to you soon.
Yep, you too. And my race season starts in May at Dover.
Sounds good. I will see you there.
All righty.
All right. I'll talk to you soon, Todd.
All righty, Jen. Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome. All right. Now, guys, the lines are still open, and if you want to call in, it's 713-955-0744. All right, now, I know that you guys have heard me get excited and explain about all the programs that I have for race fans to get up close and personal to their favorite drivers this year, and that includes my fan sponsorship program. Now, it's exactly what you need to sign up for so you can see everything that goes on in the garages and on pit road at a NASCAR Spring Cup race this year. Now, just become a sponsor through my fan sponsorship program. It's really, really that simple. All the details for it are listed on my fan-friendly website at infieldgen.com/fan-sponsorship. All the fans who sign up through the program are doing a really great thing. Now, by sponsoring a team, you're helping the team get some extra funds that they need to go racing, and my fan sponsors are getting access to the garages and pit road, ensuring that they have the best chance possible of meeting all their favorite NASCAR drivers and teams, you know, and they get to see just what their sponsorship dollars really do for these teams. Best of all is that these packages are affordable for everyone, so don't wait any longer and become a fan sponsor today. These packages are limited per race and are on a first-come, first-served basis. So don't wait. Don't miss it. Head over to my website, infieldgen.com/fan-sponsorship, and check it all out. All the details and information that you need are listed, along with a list of commonly asked questions with all the answers. When you're ready to sign up, just contact me and tell me when I will be turning you into a fan sponsor, too. It's that easy. All right, that's infieldgen.com/fan-sponsorship. Okay, now, I know that you've heard me talking about the Infogen Race Fans Rock fan parties in the campground. Well, things are going really well, and I've heard from a bunch of race fans who want me to host a party at their campsites, and I've even got some interest from some of the racetracks on the circuit. So I am really looking forward to working it all out and getting these parties started. So here's how it's going to work. If you and your buddies are planning on camping out at the racetrack, and I don't care if it's in the infield or the outfield, okay? But if you have a fantastic campsite set up, then I want to come host a party at your campsite with you and everyone else in the campground. Your campsite will be turned into the ultimate place to be all weekend long, and the big party will take place the night before the cup race. Now, here's what's in it for the campers who hold the party at their campsite. They're going to get two pit passes, a tour of the garage and pit road with me, possibly even attend a driver's meeting in one of the top three series. I'll work that out. This is also a great opportunity for me to promote some of my sponsors. Now, here's what's in it for a potential partner who sponsors an Infogen Race Fans Rock party in the campground. They're going to receive massive brand awareness at the campsite party with signage that will be in, you know, be placed in really prominent and visible spots at the campsite, which will be posted there all weekend long. So every race fan in the campground is going to see it. If a sponsor has some products, we'll do a swag giveaway, a product giveaway, and I'll even, you know, get some live testimonials and feedback about that product for that sponsor. I could wear a sponsor's apparel or put a patch on my fire suit, and I'll advertise the heck out of them all weekend long. They'll also get plastered all over my website and social media with the sponsor's logo, information, and tons of pictures all weekend long. Then you'll be invited to the sponsor and the campsite setup host. Well, I'll be the host. The people who will be having me host the party at their site, they're going to get to come on the show and talk to me all about it. And did I mention that I am going to be bringing a driver out to these parties? So, yep, a driver appearance is included for a meet, greet, and mingle. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have contests, free swag, and, of course, a ton of fun. Affordable sponsorship opportunities are available for these parties at every racetrack, so connect with me for those details, and let's have one hell of a party, and this is going to be great. So, yeah, lots of good stuff here. And speaking of good stuff, now, if you love getting all your favorite drivers' NASCAR stuff, then you need to check out all the stuff that you can get with your favorite driver's face on it over at racegear.com. They have everything from diecast to T-shirts and so much more. Get all of your favorite racing memorabilia with a few simple clicks, and it's on its way to you. You don't even have to leave the house or go to the track to get it. Just go to racegear.com and make sure that you use the code RACEFANSROCK at checkout, and you're going to get an additional 10% off your order. So don't wait. Get yourself some good stuff on racegear.com. Okay, so here's what's up on my other half. Brian Keselowski is pulling some longer, long, long days at the race shop, and he's very busy getting his car ready for the upcoming ARCA race at Fairgrounds Speedway Nashville on April 9th. Now, he can't wait to get to the track and get back in that seat. He's like a little kid at Christmas. But he's also getting Stefan Parsons' late model ready for his upcoming race with the Car Tour Series at Southern National Motorsports Park on April 2nd. Now, Brian will be crew-chiefing him for this year. And you guys are going to get to know a lot about Stefan this week coming up. And I think I'll even have him on the show next week so, you know, you guys can all get more familiar with him and start to cheer him on. Now, if you think his last name sounds familiar, it should. He is Phil Parsons' son. And if you don't know who Phil Parsons is, then you don't know NASCAR. Now, you can meet Stefan on social media on Facebook and Twitter, and I will post a link to them on my social media after the show, so check them out and get to know Stefan Parsons. Now, as I said, Brian Keselowski will be racing at Fairgrounds, but he won't have his familiar number 29 on his ARCA car. As you guys know, I hope you guys know by now, that we're working with Bobby Gearhart this year, so Brian will be racing under the number 5 umbrella, which just means that, you know, whatever points he earns will go to the number 5 team. Not a big deal. So I just wanted you guys to know that in advance so that you're not all confused when I start posting pictures of a Brian Keselowski number 5 car. I don't want no confusion. But the car itself will be the same car that Brian raced last year at Lucas Oil Raceway Park. He raced it at Salem and Berlin. So the car is really, really good, and it's capable of a win. So I am really hoping to see him up front there at the Fairgrounds. Now, there are sponsorship opportunities available for Brian's ARCA racing as well as Stefan Parsons' late model car. So if you're interested in advertising about, you know, with them guys, then contact me as soon as you can, and I will go over everything with you from prices to places on the car where your logo can go and, you know, what else your sponsorship dollars can do for you. We'll get, you know, all the information that you need to you so you can make an informed decision about whether or not to sponsor. Now, I'm going to be posting pictures and more information about Brian and Stefan, their cars, and everything else that we're doing to prepare this week. So make sure you follow along with all of that on Brian Keselowski Motorsports page on Facebook. And you can follow Brian directly on Twitter at Keselowski Brian. Now, you can follow Stefan Parsons on his Facebook page and on Twitter at Stefan Parsons 98. And he spells the name S-T-E-S-A-N. So Stefan Parsons 98. Again, I will post direct links to Brian's and Stefan's social media on my social pages after the show, so you'll get to check that all out. All right, moving on. So now that we've left sunny California, it's time to talk about some of the big headlines that came out this week in racing. So it's time to find out what's burning Rebbe this week. Anyway, so tempers between Martin Truex Jr. and Joey Logano flared on lap 151 of the Auto Club 400 when Logano took the air off or made contact with Truex, which sent him up and into the wall. You know, Truex kept racing, but he went on to finish in 32nd place and was clearly not happy with Logano afterwards. Here's what both drivers had to say. How was your race? Truex Jr. replied, well, we had a good run going until the 22, Joey Logano, put our car into the fence. There was a lot of right side damage to the car, and we were pretty much toast after that accident. Not sure what he, meaning Logano, was thinking about at the time, but that hit spoiled our day. We went from being a contender to the back of the field. It's really frustrating to have a good car and not have anything to show for it. I think we're running in or close to the top five when the 22 rammed our Furniture Row Denver Mattress Toyota. Now, Logano was asked about what Martin Truex talked about to him after the race, and Logano said, it was completely my fault. I was going to go in on the outside of him, and he was going to go in on the top as well, and I just ended up being right on him. We never touched each other, but just taking the air off these cars makes them uncontrollable. I didn't mean to do that. I was going to try to go to the top, and I just got a little bit close to him, and he got free, so I'm taking the hit on that one. So he owned up to it and he took responsibility for it. Now, Martin Truex Jr.'s crew chief, Cole Pearn, who just came back from his suspension and got out of hot water, he jumped right back in the pot when his temper boiled over after the race on Sunday. He took to Twitter and tweeted a very not kind tweet at all about Joey Logano's eyes, and I will leave it at that. I'm not going to repeat exactly what he put out there, but NASCAR is looking into it, and they may hand down a fine of sorts for his social behavior. Now, this could and probably will open up a whole can of worms, because while it isn't nice to say mean things in general, especially on social media, and, you know, because of being part of a professional race team where, you know, every member of the team essentially represents the sponsors and the sport, comes down to the Fifth Amendment and, you know, having the right to say what you want, how you want, and on the platform that you want to say it on. Now, on just a common sense level, you know, in this industry where everyone winds up working with everyone else at one point or another, saying something negative about someone that you could end up working with, you know, one day can really ruin your chances of getting that job. You know, I don't know if you, my listeners know this, but, you know, racing really isn't a loyal sport. I mean, people move around and switch teams like musical chairs, and it can be so cutthroat. It's bad, you know? So talking smack the way Cole Pearn did, like, last Sunday, could limit his options and, you know, get him overlooked or passed over if the day comes that, you know, he needs a job, whether he's qualified or not. So I am really interested in how this one's going to play out and how NASCAR handles the situation. You know, I'm wondering if NASCAR is actually the right one to do anything about this, or, you know, if it should be on the shoulders of the race team's owner. I mean, this is a really touchy and interesting situation and a touchy subject. So I'm just going to keep my eyes and ears open, mouth closed, and see what happens, and we'll talk about it on my social pages coming up. So, now another flare-up this weekend during Sunday's race was between Kasey Kahne and Danica Patrick. Now, this came on lap 121 after her and Kahne made contact, sending Danica hard into the turn one wall. Now, Dana explained her take on it and said, you know, we were on a restart. I had a run on him, so I went down low. Now, if you get too close to them, meaning a car you're trying to clear, then it will drag you both back. I was going low. I saw him chase me down the track, and then the next thing I know, I was getting spun up the track. I was passing him. He was behind me in the right rear. I don't know what kind of a day he was having. I just heard he was a lap down, actually. I feel bad if he felt like he was put in a position to have to be that desperate a lap down. I was having a pretty good recovery day, kind of like last weekend. I wasn't just running a good race lap and on the lead lap at the end of the race, back up into the top 20 from a bad starting position. So Kahne gave his thoughts after the race and said, you know, the accident was unintentional but avoidable. I passed her in turns 3 and 4, and then she had the momentum off the top and went back under me going down the front stretch. So I just, you know, I went just to kind of catch a side draft to make sure I was in position getting into turn one, and it didn't hold me up when I got there because I was the one coming, and I just got too close, and the car was moving around, and we hit, and she had a bad wreck. I felt really bad about it because, you know, it was far from anything, you know, than just trying to hold my position. I never had an issue with Danica at all. He said it was an unavoidable accident in the middle of the straightaway that, you know, was far from anything but just trying to hold my position that I had just gained. Now, Casey Kane and crew chief Keith Rodden were summoned to the NASCAR Hall after the race, and Kane said, you know, I don't see the NASCAR Hall very often other than, you know, signing in on Friday mornings, but they just wanted to make sure that everything was okay from my perspective and that there were no hard feelings prior to the wreck, you know, or anything like that. He goes, so there wasn't, not at all. But it doesn't stop there. Penalties are expected for Danica, actually, who showed her emotions to Kane after she exited her car and went up the racetrack as he was passing by under caution. Now, NASCAR has a zero-tolerance policy for that kind of aggressive behavior, so we're going to see tomorrow afternoon when the penalties are typically announced what she gets for that. Now, speaking of penalties, it don't stop there. Kyle Busch is expecting to receive one for his rant over the radio to his teammates after the NASCAR Xfinity race, where he thanked NASCAR for fixing the race by not throwing the caution for his flat tire on the final lap. I can't. Busch did not and would not talk to the media after the race Saturday and tweeted to a fan in response to a comment on Sunday night and said, by not doing the interview, I'll be getting a discount on my fine on Tuesday. Or in his case, Wednesday. The fines used to come out on Tuesday. They typically come out on Wednesdays this year. Anyway, moving on. On a happier note, thank God, congratulations are in order for David Reagan and his wife Jacqueline as they welcomed their second daughter, Meredith Leigh Reagan, into the world this morning. Mom and baby are reportedly doing very well. Okay, well, that's all I got this week, and so I thought that was talk-worthy. If you have an opinion on any of the topics I touched on, please go to the Ask Jen form on infogen.com and send me a message. I will post your responses up on my website and social media. Okay, well, this portion of the show tonight was brought to you by Gray Scott Enterprises. Gray Scott Enterprises is an apparel, technical, and consulting firm with an Irish and Scottish heritage. Their collection provides a Celtic experience that promotes a heritage dating back to medieval times. Their apparel allows everyone to enjoy and embrace a culture that has many distinctive characteristics. They offer a unique blend of casual attire that can be enjoyed by the entire family. Their custom selection is the true essence of the Celtic culture. They also have a consulting firm that offers inside development into a multi-platform engineering and diagnostic facilitation and a communications department that offers a platform for parents and students looking for that additional information for college. Expect the unexpected at Gray Scott Enterprises. Find out more about them, including all of the other things that they offer, by visiting them on the web at www.grayscott.com. That's GREYSCOT.com. Or on social media. They're on Google Plus and Twitter. All right, well, normally this would be the time where I talk about who's who, who's in it, and who's driving what next week, but the answer to that one is nobody. everybody's off. But you can head over to my website and check out all the press releases that I'm going to be posting over the next 2 weeks from different teams in the series so that you guys will be well prepared for Martinsville Speedway. Okay, well, keep in touch with me and send me those requests for questions and pictures all week long. Connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com, Infield Gen fan page, and on my personal page, facebook.com, 92 Infield Gen. Or you can just do a Google search. I pop right up. But if you're on Twitter, you can follow me at Infield Gen. I'm also on Instagram, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Pinterest, Tumblr, Periscope, and whatever else is out there is Infield Gen. Make sure you visit my website, infogen.com, on a daily basis and check out the latest news, pictures, videos, race results that includes all the practice sessions, qualifying sessions, and final race results complete with race notes and penalty reports for every race. Make sure you also check out my new blog posts, cool fan stories, different teams' press releases, photos from my dedicated fan and the fan reporters, and a lot more. So check it out, see what you missed, and get all caught up. It's all right there on infogen.com. And if you have a question for something that you'd like to see posted on my website, feel free to send those suggestions to me via that contact form at the bottom of every page. Those messages directly, and I will answer you back. Then don't forget to click over my merchandise tab and pick yourself up some Infield Gen gear. I got some cool stuff. So, guys, that's that. I want to, thank everybody, all the race fans who allowed me to turn them into sponsors this year so far, and I really hope to be able to add your name to that list, too, real soon. Once again, I want to send a huge shout-out to Race City Steel, RaceGear.com, Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, and Gray Scott Enterprises for sponsoring tonight's show. You guys rock. Extra thanks to Karen Stibble for sharing our experience at Auto Club Speedway, and thanks to everyone, who called in tonight. Todd Bixby, and who tuned in. Thank you to everyone who tuned in. You guys rock. So I hope you all enjoy your Easter week off and have a very happy Easter. Till we get to do this again, which is next Tuesday evening, you guys have a great week, and I will catch up with you again right here, same day, same time, and remember, everyone, race fans rock. That's you. Good night.